going to learn Sota Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph, the first Amud of the last Daf of Maseches Sota, and we are holding at the very top of the page Amar Rabbi La'a, three lines from the top of the page, the last one on the line. So once we mentioned what Rabbi Elazar has to say about Aniyim, the Gemara is going to bring other Ma'amarim relating to poverty. So Amar Rabbi La'a Bar Brechia, Il Molit Filaso Shal David, Hayu Kol Yisrael Mochrei Revav. Had it not been for the tefillah of David, the entire Jewish people would be forced into the business of selling like grease. Shenemar shisa Hashem mora lahem. V'am Rabbi La'a bar Yivrechia il molit filoso shel Chabakuk hayu shnei tamir chamim miskasim betalas achas va'oskin betorah. If not for the tefillah of Chabakuk, two tamir chamim would have to share a single talis in order to learn Torah together. Shenemar Hashem shemati shemachi yiresi Hashem pa'olcha bekerev shanim chayehu. So al tikra bekerev shanim ela bekeruv shnayim, not bekerev shanim, but in the closeness of two. So va'amar Rabbi La bar Yiverchia. Keep getting that wrong word wrong. Yiverchia shnei tamir chama mahalchem bederech vein b'nei and divrei Torah ruin lisarif pe'esh. If you have two tamir chama that are traveling and they don't have divrei Torah shared between them, they deserve to be burnt by a fire. Shenemar pasuk says when Eliyahu was separating from Elisha when he was going up to the Shemaim, vayihi hema holchem haloch v'daber v'hinei rechev esh, and it was mafrid between them. Taima di ikadibur. So it sounds like the whole reason that it didn't burn them was the fiery chariots and the fiery horses, and only separated between them was because there was dibur of divrei Torah between them. Halakha dibur ruin lisarif, but had there not been divrei Torah between them, then they would deserve to be burnt. V'amar Rabbi La'a bar Yiverchia shnei tamir chum mador biyarachas veinochin zel zeh be'alach. If you have two tamir chum, they live in the same city and they don't discuss, they don't talk in learning together, they don't discuss divrei halacha. Echad meis v'echad gola, one is going to die, the other one's going to go to Gaul. Shenemar lanus shamarotech asher yitzach hasreu bivli das ein das el Torah. Shenemar nidmu ami mibli hadas. So one of them is going to kill the other one b'shogeg. So one of them is going to end up dead, and the other one is going to end up going to Gaulus. Amar Rabbi Yehuda b'Rei Rabbi Chiya kol tamal chacham haosik b'Torah mitoch hadchak tefilas u'nishmas. Any tamal chacham who learns Torah, even though he's living in poverty, his tefilah is going to be heard. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, ki im b'tzion yoshev b'Yerushalayim lo tivkeh chagon yachnecha l'kol za'akecha kishemaso anach. And the pasuk is trying to tell us that b'tzion yoshev, that yeshivas ha-Torah, that's a reference to learning Torah, and it's telling us that the tefillah is going to be heard. Chanun yachnecha l'kol, that Hashem is going to give chayn to your voice of tefillah. Uksiv basrei, and the pasuk says, nasa Hashem lechem lechem tzaru mayim lachat. It talks about having just enough bread and water. So someone who's having a hard time just feeding himself. So you see that it's relating to learning Torah mitoch adchak. Rabbi Avohu Omer, not only is the tefillah going to be heard, but maspino so miziv shchina, that he's going to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to reveal to him the secrets of Torah, the glory of the shchina. Shenemar vayu enecha ro'os esmarecha, that you'll be able to see your teacher, meaning the ultimate teacher, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Acham Rav Chanina Omer af ein hapargo ninal befanav, the mechitza that separates between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the tzva marom is not going to be locked in front of his face. I mean, he's going to be able to take in the full glory of the Shekhinah. Shenemar, v'lo yikanef od morecha, that your mora is not going to hide from you anymore. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer, mishum Rabbi Yeshua, miyom shechar beis hamikdash. So they said in the Mishnah that from the day the beis hamikdash was destroyed, every single day has had klala. So amar Rav, b'chol yom v'yom ruba kilasa mishel chavero. Not only that there's klala every day, but every day the klala outnumbers the klala of the previous day. Shenemar, b'boker tomer mi'itin erev, v'erev tomer mi'itin boker. In the morning we say, oh, when's it going to be erev already? And in the erev we say, oh, when's it going to be morning already? Hey, boker, which boker are we looking for? Ilei b'boker del machar. If you're saying, when's it going to be tomorrow morning? Mi'yadamai havi. How do you know what tomorrow morning is going to be? Ela de chalif. It must be, it's talking about the previous boker. Meaning a person is going to be saying, at nighttime he's going to be saying, I wish it was still morning in the good old days, because each day is worse than the previous. So what keeps the world going? when you have all these klalos, a kedusha decidua. The world is going because of the kedusha that we say after Shemona Esrei in Uvel Etzion. You know, the one where people are often wrapping up their tefillin and get right that one with the kedusha of Uvel Etzion, the kadosh kadosh kadosh, with the Baruch Kvar Hashem that we say in Uvel Etzion, that keeps the world going. Vayeheshmei Rabba Dagadita, and also the Yeheshmei Rabba Vekadish after learning Agada, because the halacha is that after you learn Agada, you're supposed to say Kaddish, and that Yeheshmei Rabba keeps the world going. That we're going to be enveloped in darkness if there's no Siddarim. But if there is Siddarim, meaning the Seder of Kedusha and Yesh Merabah, then we're going to be saved from the darkness. Another thing that happened after the Churban is we no longer have dew for Bracha, and there's no longer the great Tam of Peros. Tanya B'Shem Ben Elazar Omer, Tahara Batla Tam V'Reach. The tahara that is gone from the Jewish people has caused a bittul of the tam and the reach of peros. That when we were tahar and we behaved bitara, Hakadosh Baruch Hu was mitar the peros with beautiful tam and reach. Meiser, the fact that we no longer take meiser, was bitel shuman dagan, took away the fatness of our grains. Rav Huna Ashkach Tomarta dechinunisa. He found a certain type of delicious date that had an amazing fragrance. Shakla karcha. So he took it and he put it away. He wrapped it up in a cloth. Asa Rabba Berei comes Rabba the son of Rav Huna. Amalei, so Rabba says to Rav Huna, his father, Morchina Recha Dechininusa. I smell a delicious date. Amalei, so Rav Huna said, Bini, Tari Yeshbecha. You know, you must have a great sense of Tahara, and that's why you're Zocha to have the smell. So Yava, he gave it to him. Adahachi Asa Abba. In the meantime, came Abba Berei, the son of Rabba Baravuna, Shakla, and Rabba took the date, Yavanele, and he gave it to his son Abba. Amalei, so Rav Huna said to Rabba, Bini, Samachta Eslipi, when I saw that you still have Tahara, it gave me a great sense of joy. V'hikisa Eshinai, but you caused me great sar when you showed me that you love your son more than you love me, because you took that which I gave you, the special gift that I gave you, and instead of cherishing it for yourself, you just passed it on to your son. So that caused me some tsar. Hainu damri inchi, and that's what people say, rachme da b'abni, rachme de b'ni, abni da havalei. That while the father loves his son, the son's love is not reciprocated back to the father, but rather it's paid forward to his own son. He will have the greatest love for his own son. Rav Acha bar Yaakov itbal bei Rav Yaakov bar Barte. Rav Acha bar Yaakov raised his daughter's son, his grandson. Ki gadol, when Rav Yaakov got a little older, Amalei, so Rav Acha bar Yaakov said to him, the grandfather said, Ashki and Maya, can you get me some water to drink? Amalei, so Rav Yaakov said to his grandfather, Lav brichana, I'm not your son. This is Vahina Damrianchi, Rabbi bar Bartechana, that someone who raises me, I'm still only his daughter's son, I'm not his actual son. So even though someone who's Megadol Yasam B'Soch Pesos Ki'ilu Yelado, but it's not exactly Ki'ilu Yelado, it's not exactly the same as a father. So the post can bring a raya from here, whether the din of honoring a grandfather, there's a machlokas in the later post, whether the din of honoring a grandfather applies to a mother's father, or it's only B'nei Banim Harehim Kibanim, but not B'nei Banos Harehim Kibanim. But either way, it seems that he was just trying to point out that he doesn't have the regular chiyuv of kibra ve'eim. Okay, so the Mishnah goes on to tell us other things that are lost because of our sins. B'pumus shel Aspasianus, when Aspasianus came to fight Yerushalayim, gazra al atros chasanim, they made a gzeira about crowns of chasanim, vala irus and on irus, and the Gemara will explain what that means. B'pumus shel Titus, when Titus Arasha came to conquer Yerushalayim, so 52 years after Aspasianus, gazra al atros kalos, they made a gzera on the crowns that kalos wear, v'shalo yilamid adam espino yivanus, and they also made a gzera that you're not allowed to teach your child Greek. B'pulmus ha'achron, in the Melchama that caused the actual Churban, gazru shalatetzei kala b'aparion, they made a gzera that the kala shouldn't go out in this type of tent, or this canopy that surrounds her with all sorts of decorated garments, b'sochi'ir, in the middle of the city, v'rabbaseinu etiru shalatetzei kala b'aparion b'sochi'ir. But But Rabbi Seinu came and were matirit. Mishameis Rabbi Meir batel Moshe Meshalim. When Rabbi Meir died, we lost the ability to give a great mashal. He was the last of the great mashal givers. Mishameis Ben Azai batel Ashaktonim. When Ben Azai died, we lost the people who are shoked on the Dalsa space medrash Yomim Velayla, that are constantly engaged and pushing to learn more and more. Mishameis Ben Zom batel Adarshonim. Ben Zom was the last of the great Darshonim. Mishameis Rabbi Kiva batel Kavra Torah. Rabbi Akiva, when Rabbi Akiva died, a Kavanah Torah was lost because he was very careful to darshan every letter, every kotz on every letter, and there's no greater Kavanah Torah than to show the majesty of Torah. And only Rabbi Akiva was able to show the true, full majesty of Torah. Mishmesh Rabbi Chanin Mendoza bitluan shemaisa. When Rabbi Chanina Mendoza died, we lost Anshe Maisa, people who were able to do unbelievable things. Mishmeis Rabbi Yossi Katanta Pasku Chasidim. When Rabbi Yossi Katanta died, we lost Chasidim. Vlamine Kishmo Katanta. Why was he called Katanta? Because Shayu Katanta Shel Chasidim, because he was the smallest of the Chasidim, but he was also the last of them. Mishmeis Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai Batla Ziva Chachma. The glory of Chachma was gone when Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai died. Mishmeis Rabbi Gamliel Azakin Batla Kavra Torah. When Gamliel Azakin died, we lost Kavra Torah, Umesa Taharu Precious, and when he died, we also lost Taran Precious. Mishamesh Rabbi Shmuel ben Pavi Batl Ziva Kuhuna. When Rabbi Shmuel ben Pavi died, we lost the glory of Kuhuna because he was a Chacham, he was an Ashir, so a lot of Kohanim would eat at his table, so there was we lost the support for Kohanim. Mishamesh Rebbe, when Rebbe died, Batl Anava Yerushchet. Anava and Yerushchet, humility and fear of sin, died with Rebbe. So the Gemara explains a number of other things, if you have the gear, so that this is now Gemara and not just a continuation so of the Mishnah. So Tan Rabban, Rabbi Pilchas ben Yari Omer, Mishchar Beis HaMikdash Boshu Chaverim U'Bnei Chorin. From the time Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Tamid Chachamim and Bnei Chorin have, meaning Bnei Chorin, meaning people of Yichus, suffer humiliation, V'chafu Rosham, and the Azeponim, the Mamzerim, are, you know, overpower them, and these Chaverim, these Bnei Chorin, are aniyim. They're poor people and they're not respected in society. V'nidaldulu anshe maisa. And no one is paying any attention to the anshe maisa. V'govru bali zro, bali lashon. And the people in power are just people of brute force and people who speak nicely, bali lashon. Ve'in doresh. And there's no one that's seeking the Jewish people. Ve'in mevakesh. No one that's asking after them to daven for rachamim for them. Ve'in shovel. No one who's interested in their well-being. Almi lanu liyishayin, so who do we have to rely on? Al avinu shebashamayim, only on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Elazar HaGadol Amar, miyom shechar beis hamikdash sharu chakimaya lemahave kisifraya. The chacham started being the melamdei tinokos visifraya kichaznaya, and the melamdei tinokos became like those who are meshamish the tzibur, the chazanim, which really means the gabayim, v'chazanaya ke'amada ara, and the chazanim became like the Amei Aretz, the Amada Ara, and the Amei Aretz, Ozla Bidildula. They went and they just, disintegrated. They just went down and down. Ve'in Shoel, ve'in Mevakesh, al miyesh lishayin, al avinu shebashamayim. And there's no one Shoel or Mevakesh, and all we have to rely on is avinu shebashamayim. Be'ikvos Mashiach, at the end of the Golos, when it comes close to the time of Mashiach, chutzpah yaske. There's going to be a tremendous amount of chutzpah. V'yoker yamir. And the expense of living is going to go up. Hagefen titein piria, the grapes are going to give its fruit, and nevertheless v'yayin biyoker, wine is still going to be expensive. Umalchus tehapech laminos, the malchus that rules the world is going to turn to apikorsus ve'intochachas, and no one's going to be able to be mochiach because they're all going to be sinners. So normally, in order to give tochacha, in order to give musr, you have to be above it, but no one's going to be above it, so there's not going to be anyone who's able to give musr. Beis vad yel is nus, the place where the chachmei Torah meet is going to be a place of znus. They're not going to be any lomdei Torah. Vagalil yacharav, and the Galil will be destroyed. Vagavlan yishom, and Gavlan is going to be desolate. Va'anshe ha'gavul, and the people who live by the border of Eretz Yisrael, yisovu me'ir li'ir, are going to go around from city to city in order to collect money. V'lo yichamenu, and no one's going to give them. V'chachmos sofrim tisrach, and the the chachma of the sofrim is going to spoil, yuma usu, and people who fear sin are going to be treated with disgust, and truth is going to stop. And the young will humiliate the old, and young people, old people will stand for younger people, ben menavel av, the son will humiliate the father, bas kama be'ima, a daughter is going to rebel against her mother, kala b'chamosa, or a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, oivai ish anshe beso, a person's own family are going to be like enemies to him, pnei ador ke pnei kelev, the face of the generation is going to be like the face of a dog, haben eno mizbayish me'aviv, a son will not be embarrassed from his father, v'alma yesh lanu li'shayin, but what do we have to rely on when all goes down the tubes, when everything seems to be going down the drain? What do we have to rely on? The only thing we could rely on is Allah Avinu Shebashamayim. So although it looks very dreary what things are going to look like in the end of days, nevertheless, we always have the Ribbono Shel Olam. So we always have Al-Mali Yisha'in, and that is Allah Avinu Shebashamayim. So Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll do Daf Mem Tes Amid Beis, and Be'ez Hashem, we will finish Masechet Sota.